Morena, happy Monday. Do you know what? At the risk of being dramatic, I'm just fucking happy. I survived. I'm happy I survived my weekend. What a weekend. Oh, I've had a big weekend. I've been helping my parents to shift house. Oh my God, is it a lot? And yes, it's a lot. A lot of stuff, a lot of stress. Been a lot. So my dad's got dementia, and that is kind of funny when you're shifting someone, because every time you put something in the car, he'd take it out, and he couldn't remember we're going from that house to that house or to that house and from that house. And oh, it was a lot. It took twice as much time as a shift without that. And shifting's big, right? Do you know, shifting is so big, and I'm really aware. Something that's really good for us, I think, as we get older, and for me, helping my parents navigate old age, is you become really aware of your own mortality and really aware, having just shifted a whole house, of how much shit we accumulate. Oh my God. And I'm pretty big on stuff, just quietly. So I'm really getting into less stuff. And, you know, even I was doing my mum's linen cupboard, and I'm like, you know, there's two of you. Why do you need fucking 16 towels? When are you going to need 16 towels? It's unbelievable. And I think we're all like that. And I think it comes from, because my daughter said, oh my God, how do people get so much shit? And I'm like, well, you go from just you with one towel in your little house when you first leave home. And then, you know, you build up, and then a lot of us build up and have a family, so get a bigger home, get more shit. Like, you know, we had six people living in our house, and everyone leaves, and then you've got a six people house with towels for six people and bowls for six people and all the stuff you need. And then all of a sudden there's two people or one people or whatever there is, and it's like it isn't relevant. And a lot of the stuff is perfectly good, and so we don't get rid of it, but we just lug it around. And then it's like when you physically, I've just carried a three-bedroom house into another house, you're suddenly fucking aware of just how much stuff. My body is going, that was a lot of stuff. My arms, my legs, my hips are going, whew, that was a lot of stuff. So it's a very big weekend. And, you know, complicated with a bit of confusion and a lack of clarity on exactly what's going on, which is really hard. And I think shifting is in the top three things you can do in your world, like shifting your house. And doing that when you're in your 80s has got to be really tough. So being really gentle with that was my biggest plan this weekend. I just needed to be gentle, and I had to keep reminding myself and just going, it's all good, it's all good, this is all good, it's all good, it's part of the game, and it's all good. Because the game is not to destroy people in the process, right? We don't want the stuff to overwhelm the people, even though it was fucking overwhelming. But it's just keeping at the top of mind of what the important thing is. You know, I think that's, for me, that's what it's all about. So anyway, that's been a lot. And then I have been busy with a family member in hospital, and that's been a lot, and organising that. And this week, I'm still dealing with that. So that'll be, I've sort of wiggled things around. Very good at wiggling. And now I had last week to learn. This week's going to look a bit different. So I know I need to be around early in the morning for hospital visit, for hospital doctor stuff, to learn what's going on, to get the story straight from the qualified horse's mouth is my job. So I'll be doing that. And then I've got lots of work in the afternoon, because I've still got bloody business to run, haven't I? And the world doesn't stop. And when you're self-employed, you don't get to phone in sick, and you don't get to go, hey, can you cover for me? Because I'm not around, because there's no other fucking Lisa O'Neill on the roster that I can rope in. So here we are. But that's okay, because I've been doing this 25, 30 years. So I know the drill, and I've got big shoulders, and that's all good. And I'm lucky to have a great support system, and that makes a huge difference. A support system of people who, you know, are there mentally, physically, and emotionally, which is so, so important when you're in a care sort of space, when you're looking after other people. So anyway, my job this week is just to kind of get to the end of it. And then I'm going away this weekend, which I'm very excited about, and I deserve, just quietly. Some gorgeous friends. I've got a little friend weekend, and I cannot wait. So that's going to be a very nice treat, because to be honest, July's been a shit of a month. yeah, it's been very tough. And I'm really looking forward to some quality time with some of my favourite people and just a couple of nights away from all of the fuckery. I think that is well deserved. I think well deserved. So anyway, I've got a few things to organise before that happens, but that's going to be okay. I think that's going to be okay. And this week we have another full moon. So on Friday morning, it's the Leo moon. Now, I'm a Leo. And so I'm always, you know, Leos are very interested in ourselves. That's one of the ways you know that you're a Leo. And when you have a moon named after you, fuck me, I love a full moon. Well, are you joking? Like a full moon plus a Leo moon, I'm like, oh, that's pretty exciting, isn't it? And the Leo full moon, do you know, I opened up my planner and it's like the quote in there is all about how can you be more of yourself? And that's my whole goal in life, is to be more of myself. How can I be more of myself? And even when I'm dealing with hospitals and shifting and boxes and cleaning out houses and the boring stuff that happens when you're a human, because when you're a human, people get sick, people shift houses, people die, people need help, people need meals. Like, that's just the boringness of human. But it's not the real reason we're here. Like, we're not really here just to box shit up and carry shit around and fucking run around doing jobs. It's not while we're on the planet. I think we're on the planet to be more of ourselves. And I just love how my planner happens to have. Now, I didn't know when I created the planner that there was a full moon in Leo when I wrote that quote on this week in the planner. But here we are. It is perfect. I think the angels must have got in my planner and helped me. And it's so perfect because how can you be more of yourself? What does more of you look like? And for those of us who have tried to be less of ourselves and minimize ourselves, this is the fucking full moon for you, I tell you. It's all about courage and purpose and the devotion to self. And, you know, people get fucked up about that, eh? Like, they're like, oh, no, you can't be devoted to yourself. Then you'd be selfish. And I remember writing in my book, was it Juggling in High Heels? I think it was Juggling in High Heels. Or it might have been Look Gorgeous, Be Happy. But I wrote about how if someone said, oh, you're bluish, like if you were bluish, if someone said you're bluish, then you would be a little bit blue, right? And if someone said, oh, you're boyish, then you're sort of like a boy. And so why can't selfish be more like you? What about that? Next time someone says, oh, women say to me, especially women, I've never had a man ironically say to me, is it selfish if I blah, blah, blah. Never had that. Women say it to me 5 times a week. Do you think it's selfish if I don't go to my husband's work meeting? Do you think it's selfish if I, you know, don't go to my kid's fucking school thing? Do you think it's selfish if I don't attend my sister-in-law's baby shower? No, it's not fucking selfish. It's self-full. It is about being and full of yourself in the best way. Because, you know, people used to say, or people still do say, oh, she's full of herself. I think fucking good for her. Whenever I hear someone say, oh, I think she's a bit full of herself, I think, you know what? Half your luck, mate. Go get full of yourself. Because when you're full of yourself, your cup is full and you can give more of yourself. And being full of yourself actually is what we want. Not full of yourself in an egotistical me, 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 look at me, aren't I amazing, you're lucky I'm here, egotistical, shitty way, but in a soul-led, self-love kind of way where you are full. Because when you're full, you've got more to give. You've got more to give. And me going away with my gorgeous friends for a weekend to laugh my ass off and restore my soul and hang out with people that understand my insides, fucking hell, that is so good for me. And guess what? It's good for every other bastard in my life because I will come back better. I will come back better than when I left. What do you need to do that when you come back, you'll be better? Such a good question. Like, what do you need to do? Because I know for the last 8 days, every time I've left the house, I've been fucking worse. I'm not lying. I've been worse. I feel like one of those hospital intravenous drip bags. Empty. Empty. I need changing because I emptied out. And I've been emptying myself out of necessity. Like, we're talking life and death and, you know, all that stuff. And that's what happens. That's what happens when you're in life and death kind of hospital, pointy end of human stuff. And the only way to get through it is to be full of yourself, to be a full bag, not an exhausted empty bag. So anyway, I think that's the point. So what do you need to do this week? What do you need to do to be more full of you? I'm so interested in that. More full of you. That's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to use my time well. I will use my life this week wisely, and I will step into the Leo full moon, empowered, ready for transformation, truth, and reclaiming myself. I think reclamation of ourselves is something we need to do all the time. I talk about this all the time at Repotted, and I love it because reclaiming yourself. So Repotted is my retreat I run, and it's really about reclaiming your fucking space. It's about going, I have a pot. I deserve a pot. What do I want in my pot? Who needs to get out of my pot? What am I no longer putting up with? And what are the nutrients that I need so that I can be more full of myself? How good is that? Now, if you want to come to Repotted, we're doing it in the first week of December, and we've only got a few spots left. So jump in and get online and go and book that, because you can. We can do payment plans and shit. I just want you to come. You don't have to pay all today. Just, you know, if you want a payment plan or something, just let me know, because this is not about going, oh, no, you can't pay today, then you don't get to come. That's not how we roll. I'm like, you know what? Just come. Just come. It'll be amazing. And you'll get to reclaim your pot. How good's that? Happy full moon. Happy day. I will talk to you on Friday. Mwah!